My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, things are awkward between Davin and his scammer, Belinda. Awkward, but funny. So listen and enjoy.
Lisa said... Bye.
No, there was no bye.
No, bye was like friendly times.
Yeah, those were good times. We haven't had a bye.
I know.
We miss bye.
Tom says, I like your hair. Thanks. I bought it at Malmart.
Fucking Tom with Malmart.
I know.
He loves
Malmart. Yeah, but that was genius, Malmart.
Now, after a conversation like that, you know, usually like when the phone conversation, we go, well, take care of yourself. You get off the phone and go, all right, look. It's over. There's no
so
point. This is pointless.
It was so embarrassing.
Yeah, I just made an asshole out of myself.
Yep.
And you know, I gotta. You know, I'm done. But you won't be.
You won't be.
You'll be back.
Why do you say that, Joe?
Because
how much can I take?
Because it's just fun to rattle their chains.
Yeah. They'll keep talking.
You gotta understand. It's kind of a fun position to be. It's like when I'm writing this girl, like the relationship that we had, which we never had. It's fun to be in a situation that you've been in in real life, but you're just goofing with it.
Yes.
Because this is real life. I mean, this is over. Why do you do it? But it's over. But he'll be back just asking more questions because he's emotionally detached. How funny is that?
Oh, I know. But the best part is that he's like begging for the scammer to take him back. Like, they didn't get any money out of you.
That's the twist.
But the thing is, they couldn't get money out of you. We're done with you. And plus,
take my money.
Please scam me. Please.
But they're not biting.
They won't.
But here's the thing. With all that being said, I was the one who ended it. The conversation.
You ended the conversation, but they would have kept talking. Almost like they're like, what the fuck does he want now? Like they can't help themselves.
But sometimes you can go as far as you can go. Now, if this was a real situation, you'd be like, you know what, man?
Joe, I resent you saying like this isn't real.
We have to talk.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you weren't so pleased when you killed yourself.
there will be pickles.
But oh, yeah, right.
Very good. Inside call.
It's a good restaurant. Too bad there was roach spray and he bulldozed the place. But nonetheless, yeah, there's always another place.
Besides that.
So is what happened to your career with that entity.
Please. But, you know, it's just because this should be the end. You should have got the hint and now really got the hint. But no, he'll be back. Hi.
Hi.
With more asinine questions that they have to sit there. And
they don't have to, but that's just it. They don't have to.
But that's the other.
But that's so funny. They
blocked me before.
They're so irritated on the other end. What party? What are you talking about? It was a girl.
But that's the other beauty part of this. Even though they're and like, what the hell? Yes. No.
Remember,
okay.
Oh,
but they keep going.
I should state this. All right. Remember, she blocked me with the fake profile.
Right.
I called.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm talking to the real profile that I could never get on.
Oh.
This is the real profile. But they're smart enough to block their friends list. But this is the real profile. The profile I can
that
never.
You could never. That you begged.
Yeah. So we're friends. We're now Facebook friends.
On that profile.
On that profile that I for the longest time I couldn't get on.
Oh, for the love of God.
Boy,
really?
Yeah, I should have mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, that's a huge...
You should have, because that's major.
All right, I suck at this show.
You know,
no, that's a huge...
No, but you're right. It's a huge...
You know, we're right, because... that's because it's major, dude. And you didn't...
Yeah, that's what it was. I called them, and then they Facebook friend requested me with the real profile.
But why would they drop their guard like that?
Well, she put me on a restricted list, I think, so I can't see what I want to see.
But this has been something in good times... so-called good times, that you've been asking and they wouldn't do it. So now suddenly you're this major league pain in the ass. Now you're on the page.
I'm back, baby.
But
I'm back.
I think you're back because they dropped their guard.
Yeah.
I'm like any disease. I find a weakness.
Well, Chucker Talk says, as you, shut up and take my money.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So that's that.
That's incredible.
So you like it?
Yeah.
You're glad to have Belinda back?
Oh, yeah.
And the unintentional holdback that was really major that you're on the Facebook page you kept begging for.
But I'm on the real page with all the real...
Yeah.
But I got to tell you something. The thing with me that it makes me feel uneasy just as a person is everybody has been in that relationship where the other person really doesn't like you anymore, really just wants to be friends or something like that. and you're trying to pursue it, and you still, even though, you know, it's him, you still feel uneasy.
Yes.
Because, believe me, I know, you know, I've been in those positions where the other person, you know, it is what it is. But it's always always unpleasant and awkward. And even though we're going back and forth, it just gets this relationship we've been with for how long? About a year and a half, 2 years?
We started in July, I want to say, of 2012. This is now August 2013.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, a year, and then you get, you know, even though it's, you know, it's all cooked up, it's a relationship. You've been through good times. So now it's to see somebody in a different light where they're cold to you.
Yes.
It feels uneasy.
It
does. We started the bit because it used to be in real time in 2012.
Yeah.
We used to do it in real time. And here we are 2015.
Yeah.
Still doing it.
And like, you know.
And Crimson Cat says awkward. Yeah.
It's awkward.
It's awkward. Shocking that I would be in an awkward relationship with a female.
No.
But it just, like I said.
No.
Well, like I said, with me, I mean, I sit with the clips for hours. So you really get, you know, get into the stuff because I have to edit and do it. So like when you hear the tone now, it's like, oh, it was so
You know what's funny about the clips? Like, because Joe's doing the clips and I listened back in 2012. You listen to those clips. Talking, it was like you and me talking. Maybe Joe would throw in something.
Yeah.
Now Joe's right in there.
Joe
is all in now. So when you go back and listen to the ones from the past year, I'm going to say you're going to have a lot more speaking parts.
Yeah. Because I'm fully invested in the story now.
All right.
Know?
So the question.
He didn't like the first season of the show, but then he really got caught up because he sat home on a weekend with Netflix, and now he's all in. Now he's like, the next season's starting. Like the rest
of us. Because you hear, because I know that, because I sit with everything so long, and I get the backstory, and as you regress, it's like, wow. But I'll tell you something, man. From when we started till right now, not a damn thing has changed.
Yeah, I know.
It's like it's a soap opera.
It is.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.